This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Demonstrations have been flaring across Brazil in the last 24 hours as widespread dissatisfaction with government services there comes to a head. Brazil's economy had been surging, but it's now growing only modestly at a time the government's been pouring resources into hosting the World Cup soccer competition next year. Bruno Garces is an analyst with the BBC's Brazil service. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell me about the match that seems to have lit this flare of unrest. It's anger about something practical.
Well, what sparked this very initially were the increase in fares in public transport in São Paulo, the country's biggest city. But then it grew to something much bigger. Now it's about corruption. It's against the World Cup. People that are claiming that Brazil, that has so much investment in the social realm, should not be hosting such an event at this time.
The big World Cup that it's hosting next year. Now, this is in the context of a Brazilian economy that had roared in recent years, but growth has been quieting down.
Exactly. The growth this year has been very timid. There is the prospect of inflation, which is something that the average Brazilian dreads, because it eats away your monthly wage. And there's also the fact that over the last decade or so, millions of people have been lifted out of poverty. So you have now an emerging middle class seeking its voice. And you also have, just as we are witnessing all over with the Arab Spring, with the protests in Turkey, with the Occupy movement, people expecting more and more from authorities and not being keen to be pushed around and hear excuses and so forth. So I think there is all that combined.
Bruno Garces at the BBC's Brazil service. Mr. Garces, thank you.
Thank you so much.